Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Lines are empty. Let's get to some content.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, what do we got for him, Daddy?
This is my favorite story of the day. And initially, I put it in to woke news, but I go, it's not really woke news. It's kind of the antithesis of woke news. It's like bigot news. Uh-huh. But it has to do with a very specific thing. I think okay. I would just like to... It's 1 minute long. I'd like to play this broadcast for you from a local news in... where is this? Canada, I believe, somewhere.
Ooh. Oh, let's that see. Place.
Tonight, a local dog shelter, or a local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
It's probably, by the way, it's probably freaking rowdy from the dang dog park. It's humping everything.
Oh, my God, dude.
Here, look, let's get a few more, a little bit go here.
Thought you heard it all, right? A Stanley County Animal Shelter Facebook post says the dog's owner surrendered him to the shelter after he humped another male dog, which dogs do. Fezco, the shelter says, it's about 4 to 5 years old, weighs about 50 pounds. They say he likes other people. He likes other animals. He's a good...
Yeah, apparently he does like other animals. Yeah, we
Not
know.
Not all of them. Yeah, only the
Why are you
ones.
Gay?
That dog was like...
Who says I'm gay?
I like how she's describing it, you know, weight and height and everything, you know, like she's putting his grinder account together. This is great.
yeah, I like that.
You are gay.
That's right, dog.
Oh, man.
I don't know if this is worth playing anymore or not, but I'll play a few more seconds to see.
Good boy. The shelter is asking for local rescues to step up and take Fesco into foster before he is adopted. Local county shelters across our area, Drew, they do so much work with such little resources. Any way that we can help ease the burden, step in and pull animals out and get them into foster or adopt them really helps. And
WCCB is Charlotte, by the way. Charlotte, North Carolina is where these bigots are. So go, if you're in Charlotte, I know we got listeners in Colorado, Alaska, everywhere. If you're in Charlotte, go adopt this gay dog. And save him. A dog should be gay. If he wants to be gay, let him be gay. His name's Rowdy. And he goes,
No. This one's name wasn't Rowdy.
Whatever. No. Yeah, I think it's Rowdy.
Fesco. Faggy Fesco. Guys, Faggy Fesco needs a home. Please help him.
Oh, man.
Good dog.
I laughed a lot when I saw that story today. That's some great stuff, truly.
Unbelievable.
I enjoyed that very much. Best story of the
day. All male dogs hump everything, dude. They do.
I know.
They're horny. They're dogs. They have red rockets.
Freaking Diane about, you know.
Well, that dog's a rapist. Rowdy is a menace.
Yeah. 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 True that. This is another one, right? Don't know if it's technically woke news, but this kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier in the first segment, that all news kind of is woke news. It's certainly in the category anyway. So there was earlier in the week, there was a first transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I championship in swimming. That person's name is Leah Thomas, and they made history with that thing. Thomas beat a person named Emma Wyant, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, and she's
I know exactly who she is. Sarasota Olympian.
Yes, she's from right here in the Bay Area. So people were talking about, you know, Leah Thomas's great victory, but not everybody felt that this was a great victory because one of those people being Governor Ron DeSantis. At a news conference on Tuesday in Wesley Chapel, Governor DeSantis announced that he would issue a proclamation declaring Wyant the rightful winner of the event. He said that she earned that. We need to honor that appropriately. Thomas beat Wyant by 1.75 seconds in the 500-yard freestyle. It was Wyant's fastest career time and third fastest time in UVA history, according to the university. And, yeah, so in Florida, she won.
Yeah, look, man, and I prefaced this at the beginning of the show, too. I said, look, I'm going to probably have some opinions that some people don't like. And you know what? Screw off, man. I, in a way, I am glad that Leah Thomas won this event. I am glad because this sheds a lot more light on this issue. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you don't agree. All right, take your feelings, shove them in your ass. But this is wrong. It's wrong. And I look, anybody who has an opinion like I do, we also have to get out in front of it and say, look, and because we all feel this way, most of us do, I have nothing against transgenders. I have nothing against wanting to say, you know, wanting to live your life as a boy or a girl or a fish or a coffee cup. I don't care. I want you to be happy. I want you to be who you want to be. That's great. But, this is a genetically not fair. It's got nothing to do with gender. It has to do with genetics. Leah Thomas is 6'4". Leah Thomas is built like Michael Phelps. It is not fair. Period, man. It's crazy. And people, it's completely political now. And I am not coming from a political angle at all. I don't care about anybody's politics. But all you got to do is look at these two folks side by side. And it's dumb. It's not fair. It's just not. And the NCAA is really the only ones allowing this right now. Why wasn't Leah Thomas in the Olympics? Because almost every country that's part of the Olympic Committee doesn't agree with this. Why are we doing it here in college sports? It is crazy. And you don't have to like Ron DeSantis. I don't like a lot of stuff he does either. But this is one of the things I totally agree with. And I think most rational people would agree with this. And if you don't, I don't want to hear your arguing points either. I see people on social media, well, testosterone and she did all this. I don't care, man. She was born a boy. When she dies and they find her bones, they're going to say, oh, that was a man. They're not going to say, I found female bones. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want Leah Thomas to live her happiest woman life, but she shouldn't be swimming against biological girls. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous.
I mean, and it goes even, there's transgender UFC fighters now. Where that's where
they're
going to
kill somebody, Will.
That's where you get into a hole. There was one, the one that Joe Rogan talked about years ago, that, you know, cracked some girl's skull.
Smashed her orbital bone. Yeah.
And I mean, and that happens in UFC. It's a violent sport, but.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you're getting into some really hairy areas here, and it's not as simple as people make it out to be. I think mm-hmm. My feeling over the past, I don't know, a couple months has been that I think that people, I brought it up last week too, people don't want to be bigots. They don't want to look back in history and go, oh no, I was one of the people in the civil rights movement with the dogs and the fire hoses and stuff. But You're not.
No.
It's a totally, you know, different thing here. But people are scared of being that. And not so much anymore. I think people got called, you know, these you're a bigot, you're racist, you're a Nazi.
Right.
To the point where it just lost any sort of semblance of a meaning anymore. And most people go, yeah, okay, I know, everybody is. Okay, whatever. And so it's kind of losing its gusto there. But it's not decelerating. Everything's kind of still going, and people are doubling down. It's getting more and more wild. Like I saw Kirby Wilson from the Tampa Bay Times. He was claiming that Ron DeSantis is wading into the culture wars over this.
Right.
But it's like, I mean, I guess you could look at it that way. But the thing is that people just aren't accepting these dictums, and they're kind of pushing back against them because people know, like, I mean, for me, it's simple. It's like you said, you can go back. You can find, if they find a cave person, I won't even say caveman, a cave person from a long time ago, they can run a DNA sample and determine if that person was male or female. Like, right. There are just markers that can tell that. And there's always weird exceptions to the rule, but, I mean, that's not the norm. That's not a pattern, you know?
No, the people that are fighting, that you know, that are being all super woke about this, I guarantee you most of them don't have a daughter playing sports.
Yeah.
Because they would have a different opinion. Because then it would affect them. It would affect their home. It's easy to be somebody on the outside and go, oh, well, they should be able to do, do, do. I don't have a daughter either.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a son that played sports. You know what? If Zane decided, I want to be Zena, and I want to play in the girls' leagues, I wouldn't have wanted that to happen either. You know, yeah. I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry, daughter. You know, I'm sorry, Zena. I love you. You're my little girl. And but it's not fair. You're 6'6". You're 220 pounds.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because I know that there was interviews with, you know, the athlete, you know, because they only let so many people in that qualify for these, you know, championship events. There was a biological woman who was born female with you know, ovaries and a vagina and all that stuff, who was not accepted because Leah, you know, took the spot from her. And she's upset about it. And I think rightfully so. And she's being called, you know, these terrible names.
Xenophobe or racist or whatever. Yeah. That's why I said, when I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not trying to pick a fight with somebody on one side or the other, but I'm also tired of tiptoeing around how I feel all the time. I don't think how I feel is different than how most people feel. You know, it seems like we're walking on eggshells for 5% of the people on social media that are loud as hell, and it's not how most people feel. I think most people are pretty damn rational. I feel the same way about race stuff. You know, I think most people are pretty cool. Most people aren't racist. I really believe that. On both sides, on all sides. I think black people and white people get along. I think we all get along way more than the media will make everybody believe. And the only people on social media that are screaming and crying and kicking are a tiny little fraction. But it's weird how we bend to this minority.